The Fuck Machine 2, Handheld, a Merlin fanfic by Lola Feist, read by Sophie Nisba. Pairing, Arthur Merlin, rating, NC-17. Summary. Merlin takes Arthur to his flat to see his Fuck Machine collection, and asks Arthur for some help testing out a new handheld model. Is that a stand mixer? Arthur asks, more scandalized than he's ever been in basically his entire life. Stand mixers make him think of warm scones and old ladies, and definitely not fuck machines, and the sweet plastic smell of silicon dildos. Merlin laughs, patting the bright red bullet-shaped top of it. Yes! Brilliant, right? The rotation is perfect for a rhythmic, pumping sort of fuck. I think it's my favorite, but I hate to choose. You know how it is. I really don't. Well, it's like picking a favorite child. Impossible. And it would hurt their feelings, Merlin says, crouching to rifle through a small chest of drawers. Your robot sex toys don't have feelings, Arthur says, wondering if maybe Merlin has been cooped up in his bizarre laboratory of a flat for too long. Merlin glances up at him, eyes crinkled with the most unfairly adorable mix of confusion and amusement Arthur has ever seen. I know. I know you know, Arthur says awkwardly, shifting his weight from one foot to the other. He looks around the room at the mess of junk and adult toys and tools that make it look like Merlin is trying running the command center for an android sexual revolution. Oh! Merlin stands with what looks like a large electrical drill attached to a floppy purple dong. Do you want to try the handheld on me? The what? If she's running smoothly, you can have a turn. No one ever wants to beta test the new ones. Something about the fine print on the waiver. But you don't need a waiver or anything, if it's on me. It's just like a tiny jackhammer, sort of. Merlin flips a switch, and the dong stutters and flops in and out with a noisy whir. I hope this isn't your hard sell. Merlin blinks. They're not for sale. Just to break the resulting uncomfortable not-silence as the dong continues to sway and Merlin kind of frowns, Arthur says, sure, I'll test it out on you. Right as he says it, Arthur starts to comprehend what that actually means. And right after that, he thinks about seeing Merlin naked and fucking him with a drill, and he gets the kind of rock hard that actually makes his dick hurt a little. A lot. Excellent! Merlin sets the toy down and actually claps his hands together once, with a distressing Mary Poppins sort of enthusiasm. Arthur finds it a bit dizzying when Merlin's next move involves swiftly undressing and pulling a small, padded bench out from under his work table. He's thin, almost shockingly so, but just wiry enough to look healthy, as if maybe he's a runner or a swimmer, though it's doubtful to picture him doing anything even remotely athletic or outdoors, since he's also uniformly pale and endearingly uncoordinated. Ow! Merlin says, rubbing the back of his head where he bumped it against the work table. I do that every time. You do that, you use that bench a lot, yeah? Arthur asks, pretending he's not standing there with a raging hard-on, struggling against the confines of his jeans. He's pretty much given up on not imagining Merlin bent over that little bench, getting nailed by weird fuck machines and really big dildos. Oh, yeah, Merlin laughs. How else would I test my creations? Oh my god, that reminds me. This guy tried to test one on a cantaloupe once, and it got stuck and then unstuck and, like, flew across the wall like this fruit crime scene thing. Disaster. Was this guy you? Very funny, Merlin says dryly, handing Arthur the handheld drill machine. I wouldn't use fruit. The results would be completely inaccurate. The machine is surprisingly heavy. Arthur eyes it warily, avoiding the on switch, because the last thing he wants to do is accidentally turn it on and slap himself in the face with the dong, or poke his own eye out. Merlin squeezes a bunch of lube onto his fingers and starts coating the dong with it, looking like he's giving it a hand job. Isn't it kind of big? Arthur asks. Is it too heavy? See, I was worried about that, but I think as long as you're not doing a marathon session, it should work out. I mean, you can always take breaks, too, and it's really more of an appetizer sort of thing. Everyone wants the big machines for the grand finale, so to speak, Merlin says, fingers sliding and slipping over the rounded, bulky head of the dong. I meant, Arthur swallows. The toy, the, dildo. It looks big, and you're... Merlin watches him owlishly, waiting for him to go on. Well, you're... There's really no delicate way to say that Merlin has narrow hips and a bony, cute little arse, and that the toy looks like it might actually kill him, or that Arthur has never fucked another guy, and honestly has no idea how these proportions even work. Never mind, you're the expert, he finishes. Merlin smiles, clearly pleased with the compliment. Just tell me if your arm starts to get numb, or if it's too heavy, okay? See these little buttons here? It's the speed. Start it on low, and when it's more or less seated, turn it to high. Seated? You know, in me. All the way in? Merlin eyes him. Are you sure you want to do this? Of course, yes, absolutely, Arthur says in a rush, nodding. Okay, Merlin says, smiling again. He reaches around and starts touching his arse, his lashes giving a brief, soft flutter that Arthur can only imagine means he's finger-fucking himself now, getting the rest of the lube in his hole. Arthur nearly drops the drill. You need help? He asks hoarsely. Merlin flushes pink. No, I got it. This is exciting, he says. And Arthur can't tell if he means it's exciting because Arthur is here and watching, or if he just gets flustered and radiant every time he's about to fuck himself with one of his bizarre inventions. He doesn't care which it is. He just wants to lean in and kiss Merlin's soft mouth, and it takes every shred of his self-control not to. This is barely a date, more of a behind-the-scenes tour, and definitely not the time for making out. Not when he's about to figure out how to use a handheld, inadvisably large mechanical dong on a guy he wants to impress. Do I just stay dressed? Arthur asks, watching Merlin sink to his knees in front of the bench. Yeah, you should be fine. This is a really thick lube. It's not going to splatter or anything. I mean, if you're worried about the mess, you're welcome to, but it isn't necessary, he says as he slides a yoga mat under his knees. Oh, it's water-soluble too, so it won't stain if you get it on your shirt. With that, Merlin widens his knees and perches his elbows on the low bench, and his pale arse exposed and spread just enough for Arthur to clearly see the pinprick-type clench of his flushed, wet hole. Just leave the power off while you begin, Merlin says, sounding slightly out of breath. I can help, if you need it. Arthur kneels behind him. Do you need a mat? Merlin asks. No, it's fine. I'm going to start now. Arthur holds the drill in one hand and uses the other to line the dong up to Merlin's rear, planting the blunt tip against his hole. It looks impossible. There's just no way. As if reading his mind, Merlin says, Put your weight into it. I promise you won't hurt me. Right, here we go, Arthur says, pushing. There's no finesse to it. He applies as much pressure as he can, as slow as he can. And at first, Merlin's flesh just dimples, going concave and tight. Mmm. Merlin hums softly, a low and happy sound. It's the only reason Arthur doesn't stop. Clearly more concerned for the integrity of Merlin's arse than Merlin is, Arthur keeps pushing, and with a satisfying abruptness, the dong's head pries him open, and Merlin's hole spreads and grabs it, rim tight and shiny and pink. Mmm, God. Merlin breathes out. Good. Further, Arthur. All the way, I can take it. One sec. Spotting the open tube of lube on the mat next to Merlin's calf, Arthur grabs it and squeezes a little more onto the dong. He spreads it around, letting the tips of his fingers slide and nudge at Merlin's stretched, private skin. After that, it's easy to push the dong in, sliding it in and out in short, gentle increments to spread the lube around. As Arthur works at it, Merlin makes quiet, encouraging noises. And it's so fucking hot, Arthur almost forgets that they're supposed to be testing the machine. The toy is slightly flanged at the base where it meets the shiny metal rod that attaches to the handheld motor. Merlin seems to feel it when it reaches the part that starts to widen because he groans. Okay, turn it on. At the flip of a switch, the toy hums to life, pulsing in and out, and rotating a little before Arthur grips it harder to keep it lined up. Arthur gasps, steadying it, startled by how hard and fast it goes from zero to fucking Merlin. The little machine is noisy, almost violent in the way it fucks in short, shallow bursts. Arthur can't hear Merlin groaning or breathing over the sound of the motor, so he reaches and pets Merlin's hip carefully. "Are you okay?" "It's good. A little fast, but good," Merlin says, reaching between his legs to pull on his soft prick, tugging and toying at it until it starts to go thick in his fingers. When he gets hard, Arthur feels relieved, slightly more convinced that he isn't hurting Merlin. With relief comes sharper awareness of his own arousal. Then he kind of hates the fuck machine, because it's getting all the fun. "How long do we do this?" Arthur asks. "Jeez, are you already bored?" Arthur flushes, unable to tell if Merlin is offended or teasing him. "No, I'm not bored. 4 more minutes, just to, make sure the motor doesn't burn out." "Don't tell me it has a built-in timer," Arthur says. "Clock on the wall." Merlin nods toward it, tossing his head like a restless animal. "Dipshit." It's the longest 4 minutes of Arthur's life. He wants to be drilling Merlin himself, not quick and hard like this. He wants to fuck him slowly, to hug his arms around him and kiss the sweat on his back. He really, really wants to, and it makes him crazy every second he waits to be done. "Okay," Merlin says, his voice all thin and breathy. Arthur flips the motor off, and it winds to a slow, aching stop, lube going sticky and dragging Merlin's skin. He pulls the dong out slowly, shocked to see Merlin's hole briefly gape, exposing bright pink, shiny skin inside. Without thinking, Arthur reaches and skims his thumb at the rim, wanting to soothe him. "Arthur, I want to fuck you." Merlin twists to look over his shoulder. "I don't really... on the first date, I mean..." Arthur has his hand on Merlin's warm arse and a heavy, huge mechanical sex toy in his other hand, so it's hard to even process what Merlin is trying to tell him. And he can't decide if it's kind of romantic that this is officially a date, or if it's kind of infuriating that Merlin is cock-blocking him after putting out to a giant purple inanimate object. So Arthur just asks, "Seriously?" Merlin kneels up and turns and takes the machine from Arthur and sets it down carefully on the yoga mat. He's flushed and trembling a little. "It's just, you know, we met through business, and I like you. I'm kind of a slag, so second date rain check?" Arthur isn't sure how to respond. Luckily, Merlin takes his silence as an opportunity to kiss him. And while he kisses him, he takes Arthur's hand and pulls it onto his cock and urges him to stroke. When Arthur obliges, the kiss gets deep and wet, and Merlin gets noisy, and Arthur lets go of some of the initial disappointment that he isn't going to get any. "More," Merlin says, nearly growling. "What?" Merlin makes a sharp, frustrated sound and takes Arthur's other hand and awkwardly shoves it against his arse. "Here?" Arthur asks into the kiss, as his fingers grab at Merlin's arse cheek and inch toward his hole. "Mm-hmm. But you didn't want to..." "Arthur!" Despite the rampant mixed messages, Arthur hooks a finger into his slick hole and just plays there, the angle too awkward to really finger him. It feels good, though, stroking him off and playing with his arse and making him wriggle and whine and gasp. Like this, with Arthur's mouth on him, Merlin is like a live wire, and it doesn't feel like a science experiment. Merlin shakes when he comes, his arse clenching down on Arthur's finger, wet hot and spasming. He pulls away from the kiss, wide-eyed, looking like he has no idea where he is. It makes Arthur want to pet his hair or stroke his face or something really cuddly and fond, but his fingers are covered in lube and jizz.
"I need to wash my hands," Arthur says.
"Oh my god, did I really say I was a slag?" Merlin's face is all pink. "I swear I go mental when I'm horny."
"I liked it. It works out in my favor, you know?"
Merlin smiles, looking relieved, and they help each other up and stumble to Merlin's little bathroom, where Arthur scrubs his hands clean, and Merlin wipes the lube off his arse and thighs with a bath towel.
"You're hard," Merlin says.
"Yeah," Arthur says, barely keeping from mentioning that obviously, yes, he is, what with really wanting to have sex right now.
That was hot. Weird, but definitely hot.
I don't mind oral on first dates. Merlin smiles, somehow looking shy despite his nudity and the small array of sex toys drying on a towel in the bathtub behind him. In case you are wondering. Arthur nearly wrenches his fly open. Oh, thank fuck. The end.